Hi, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. This is becoming, once again, my favorite segment of the show because it's getting me rich. I gave Jeffrey $1,000 at the beginning of this season like I do every season. Jeffrey, how much is it now?
Jeff, after a 5-3 week, you now have $2,000 or $2,015.
Now, listen, I don't want to jinx you.
Yeah, you do.
And I do not want to jinx you. And
it certainly doesn't feel like it.
There's... You know, but I like the New Orleans Saints got off to a good start last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this can happen. You can get off.
You seem to have a lot of top of the mind references.
And you can get off to a rousing start.
Are you calling me a fraud?
So I don't know. No, I'm just wondering. I hate to even ask you this. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to jinx you.
Yeah, of course.
I hate to even ask you. To what do you attribute
Right, but your, many people are.
To what do you attribute your positive start? Not just positive, electric start to the season.
I hired new coordinators.
Oh, new coordinators.
Yes.
I see. A new strength and conditioning coach? New coordinators.
Listen, we've got bigger, stronger, and faster in the offseason.
Exactly right. All right. Did you improve the NIL budget? Was that part of the whole deal?
We did some fundraising.
All right. How are you feeling about this week? It's a bigger card than we've had. It scares me, honestly, than we've had so far this year, right?
This is the biggest card since week one.
Okay.
For those that were counting, like week one, let me see. 11-3.
What went well last week and what went badly?
So last week we started off with Houston on Friday night over Colorado. I just did not believe in a third team quarterback coming in and making him better. We then did not believe that the Troy thing was real. Memphis absolutely hammered him.
Yeah, you put money on Memphis.
Correct. Clemson was straight up wrong, but I want to blame Cade Klubnik for throwing a pick in the red zone as well as giving a fumble at his own 30. If Georgia would have gotten to kick the extra point, they would have covered.
Yep.
We were all over Miami. We said we wanted to get that USF scalp. We got that scalp.
Yep. Never believed
it. It was
that.
Diego giving us points. Duh. That was obvious. We had Minnesota. We had Cal hosting Minnesota. That was our team going a long way. Cal won it on the field. And then Boston College, just an absolute horrible loss. But, you know, that's what's going to happen sometimes.
All right, what do we got this week?
Jeff, we're starting out with two Friday night plays.
Oh, that's exciting.
The Friday night lights. Listen, it's not good in Stillwater. It really isn't.
Doesn't seem good.
But Oklahoma State's still 10 points better than Tulsa. I'm going to lay it with Oklahoma State at home. I do not believe that this Tulsa thing is real. Gundy will cover this line.
Oklahoma State -9.5.
Correct.
Over Tulsa.
Jeff, we have Kirk Ferentz as a 3-point, or I beg your pardon, he's now a 2-point favorite. When Kirk Ferentz is a road favorite of 3 points or fewer in his career, 10-4 against the spread, we're going to lay the two with Iowa. It's a classic. Rutgers can't stop anyone, and I do not like Kali Bakmanis against an Iowa defense.
Iowa -2 over Rutgers.
Jeff, we got big noon Saturday right there in Salt Lake City. We got Utah. We've got Texas Tech. But more importantly, we have Kyle Whittingham in a ranked-on-ranked game. He has been over 65% in his career in those games. We're going to lay the three. Give me the Utes at home.
The Utes -3 over Texas Tech.
Jeff, this is the trust your eyes portion of the card.
Okay.
I don't trust Memphis' secondary.
Oh, you're going Memphis already? You go on Memphis, and last week you were on Memphis.
I know.
And now you've turned on them.
I do not trust the secondary.
You've turned on them.
I will say this.
Let me ask you,
I'm a little worried about Talen Green's hammy.
I was talking to Gabe about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of it is simply, how many years has it been since we've seen Memphis have a good, a sound defense? You know, how much of it is just like, we sort of watch expecting them to be ripped up defensively, to just be taken apart. Do you expect to see players running wide open through the secondary?
Well, like
because
even,
that's what we've seen.
But like think about it last week. Troy, before Goose got hurt,
yeah,
hit the big explosive, but then they had the, was it illegal man downfield? There was, it got called back. But, I mean, just an absolute coverage bust. Bobby Petrino's on the other side.
Oh, okay.
I'm laying the 7.
Well, that's discouraging. Arkansas minus 7 over your Memphis Tigers.
Jeff, this is more of trust your eyes. North Texas, I think they're the 4th best team in this league. I still do not trust Army. I think North Texas's defense is much improved. I'm going to lay the 1.5 on the road.
North Texas minus 1.5 over Army.
Jeff, we got our principal plays of we've got one team traveling a really long way in a game that I don't really know why they scheduled it. UNLV goes to Oxford, Ohio.
Why is UNLV going to Oxford? People complain about who Memphis is playing because they're going to, you know, Arkansas State.
Correct.
Jonesboro. Occasionally. Why the hell is UNLV going to Miami, Oxford, Ohio?
I have no clue. I'll take the Red Hawks. Give me the 2.5.
Miami of Ohio plus 2.5 over traveling UNLV.
Jeff, I mentioned it at the top of the show. Dabo had a 55-minute press conference when he was doing some lecturing.
Yeah.
Out of principle, I just have to lay 16.5 against Syracuse with Clemson. Like, that's the classic, all right, all want to fire me. Nobody said fire him.
Nobody circles the wagons.
Correct. He's now getting into that ACC schedule. This is where they do their work. I'll lay the 16.5.
Clemson minus 6.5 over the other orange team, Syracuse. Next.
Jeff, this is just SEC.
This is a fun
SEC
game.
SEC Road Dogs.
This is a fun game, right?
This is a fun game. I am very excited to watch this one. This is Auburn. I just don't. You're giving me 7 points. I'm going to take it. I think both teams are going to try to run the ball decently with John Mateer against DJ Durkin. DJ Durkin's a coordinator that likes to keep everything in front, make you be patient. Mateer's not really a patient quarterback. This is the classic.
You see some turnovers here.
I could see some turnovers here. This is the give me 7 points in a game that I think is going to be close.
Auburn plus 7 over Oklahoma.
Jeff, we go to our SpongeBob SquarePants picks of the week. We got 2 for you. Miami at home against Florida, laying 9. This is, yet again, also trust your eyes. I think Miami's the best team in the country. And I think Florida's defense, which fought valiantly at LSU, I think that might have said more about LSU's offense than it necessarily did Florida's defense. I think it's a solid defense, but I don't know if it was that solid of a defense. I do not think that Florida's going to score very much. Give me Miami. I'll lay the 9.
Miami minus 9 over Florida. I was going to ask, what's the best win that anyone has had this season? Could it be Florida State over Alabama? We're going to see Florida State and Miami play.
It's very possible. Because it was
emphatic.
Who are
the other candidates? I think Miami, Notre Dame?
I think you could say Texas A&M on the road at Notre Dame.
Yeah, they beat them on the road.
I think you could say what Miami did to USF. Absolutely destroyed them.
How about Georgia, Tennessee?
Possible? I mean, that's the other thing.
We just don't know.
I mean, the fact that we're not really considering Texas and Ohio State.
I was getting there.
I mean,
we've seen the problems we've seen Arch.
Correct.
Like, we were all, look at that Ohio State
defense. Look at
what they did to Arch.
Correct.
And then you're like, look what UTLA did to Arch.
Right. Look what San Jose State did to Arch.
Look what everyone does to Arch. So now it's maybe the Ohio State defense isn't quite as terrifying as we thought. How about the Oklahoma win over Michigan? That was pretty damn slobber-knockery. But
I don't know what Michigan
freshman
is.
Freshman quarterback who was, yeah. Okay. You're saying Miami minus 9 over Florida. Next.
Jeff, Stanford has to go all the way to Charlottesville. Yes, congratulations. You got a win. That felt like this is how you avoid being winless. I'll lay 16 with the Hoos.
Virginia minus 16 over Stanford.
Jeff, this is kind of, I don't think these teams are that different. And if these teams aren't that different and you're going to give me 6.5 points, give me Illinois at Indiana. Give me 6 points or 6.5 points. Illinois under Brett Bielema as a road underdog, 12-3 against the spread with 7 outright wins.
Illinois plus 6.5 over Indiana. Next.
Jeff, this is a principal play. This is a man that I love, and this is a man that I love betting on when he's an underdog. That would be Justin Wilcox. He's the head coach of the Cal Bears. They're heading down to San Diego State. They're 13-point favorites on the road. Under Justin Wilcox, when Cal is favored by 13 points or more, 2-11 against the spread. Give me the Aztecs. I'll take the 13 points.
San Diego State plus 13 over Cal.
Thus concludes.
You missed one. Did you mean to? You didn't tell me about TCU SMU.
Oh, sorry. No, that was that. That's part of the trust your eyes.
Okay. Yeah.
SMU is not good. TCU is good. I'll lay the 7.
That's some simple there. All right. So let's go through these real quick. We got Oklahoma State minus 9.5 over Tulsa. Iowa minus 2 over Rutgers. We have Utah minus 3 over Texas Tech. Sadly.
Oh, by the way, TCU, we can get 6.5. We're laying 6.5 with TCU.
Okay. Arkansas minus 7 over Memphis. TCU minus 6.5 over SMU. We've got North Texas minus 1.5 over Army. Miami of Ohio plus 2.5 over UNLV. Clemson minus 16.5 over Syracuse. Auburn plus 7 over Oklahoma. Miami minus 9 over Florida. Virginia minus 16 over Stanford. Illinois plus 6.5 over Indiana. And San Diego State plus 13 over Cal.